Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the earnings conference call of Everest Canto Cylinder Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anoop Poojari from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Everest Canto Cylinder's Q2 FY24 earnings conference call. We have with us today Mr. Puneet Khurana, Managing Director, and Mr. Sanjeev Kaur, Chief Financial Officer of the company. We will initiate the call with opening remarks from the management, following which we'll have the forum open for a question-and-answer session. Before we begin, I would like to state that some statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature, and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the results presentation shared with you earlier. I would now request Mr. Puneet Khurana to make his opening remarks.
Yeah. Thanks, Anoop. Yeah. A happy Diwali and a happy Dussehra to everybody. Thank you for joining us for the earnings conference call. I will initiate the call by talking you through the operational and financial performance, after which we will open up the forum to have a Q&A session. During the quarter, we have reported a stable performance with our Indian operations showing signs of improvement. Our international business has sustained its performance on QoQ basis, assisted by healthy growth reported in the U.S. subsidiary. This uptick in business is attributed to both our CNG and industrial segment. On consolidated basis, our revenue stood at 299 crores in Q2 FY24, up from rupees 268 crores in Q1 FY24 and rupees 339 crores in Q2 FY23. Our standalone revenues were 182 crores, up from 165 crores in Q1 FY24 and rupees 195 crores in Q2 FY23. In Q2 FY24, consolidated EBITDA stood at 41 crores with a margin at 13.8%, and our standalone EBITDA stood at 22 crores with a margin of 12.5%. As we continue to improve our top-line performance on a sequential basis, we believe we can further enhance our profitability level. We remain bullish on the outlook of the CNG cylinder market in India on the back of proactive steps taken by the government towards the cleaner energy sources. Supportive measures such as improvement in the Kirit Parikh Committee recommendation have been instrumental in reducing CNG prices over the last two quarters. This has certainly helped to boost the CNG market. Furthermore, the continuous expansion of CNG networks across the country is a clear indication of progress towards the greater environmental sustainability. From the long-term perspective, the development of the green hydrogen sector is also of great interest to us. We are already supplying cylinders for hydrogen, and with potential expansion of the industry supported by the government, ambitious to become a leading producer and exporter by 2030. We are confident that the position of capitalizing on this emerging opportunity. In conclusion, as we navigate the evolving market scenario, we remain committed to leveraging the inherent capabilities and strengthening with our large client base. With overall CNG sector showing signs of improvement and our industrial segment contributing steadily, we are optimistic about the enhancing of our performance moving forward. Importantly, our balance sheet has been considerably strengthened over the past years thanks to the robust cash flow. The financial strength has greatly enhanced our capability to remain resilient and agile in the challenging market scenario. As on September 30th, 2023, our gross debt is manageable at 49 crores, and we are now a net cash company today. Overall, we believe the strong financial standing enables us to approach future opportunities. On this note, I come to an end to my opening remarks, and I would request the moderator to open the forum for questions that you may have.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question-and-answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Deepan Shankar from Trustline PMS. Please go ahead.
Good evening, everyone, and thanks a lot for the opportunity. And congratulations for a good set of numbers Q on Q basis. So firstly, this 12% Q on Q growth has come mainly from CNG volumes coming back to from the CV sector?
It's a mix of CNG and industrial.
Okay, okay. So any updates on the CNG offtake increase in CV purchasing owners, and what is the kind of CNG penetration of this total LCV industry currently?
So, you know, there is some improvement in the offtake on the CV sector. You know, all the backlog of inventory has definitely gone now, and now more or less the demand is coming back from the CV sector. So it definitely there is going to be more improvement in the coming time.
Okay, okay. This penetration used to be 12%, 15%. So where is it currently on CNG as percentage of total LCV sold?
The penetration might be still quite low, but at least it's kind of, there is some comeback.
Okay, okay, okay. So, and any improvement are we seeing in the near term? Because now the prices of crude also coming down, so this gap will narrow further down, right?
Yes, if crude goes down, definitely gas prices also will also go down.
Okay, so are we expecting any term of improvement in demand in near to medium term?
Yeah, definitely there is going to be an improvement of demand.
Okay, okay, sir. And what is the kind of capacity utilization currently, and also revenue breakdown in terms of CNG industrial contribution?
So currently the capacity utilization is about 55-57%.
Okay.
Yeah. And the CNG, you could say, is 50% of this. CNG and industrial is at 50-50%. Yes, sir.
50-50, okay. And any breakthrough in terms of this PV volume addition or any new customer additions are we looking at?
No, so there's continuous efforts on that, and hopefully we should have some breakthrough sooner or later.
Okay, okay. So I'll join back the queue, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Nishit Shah from Equitas. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and happy Diwali to you.
Same to you. Thank you.
I want to understand, how is the demand for Type 3 cylinders?
The demand for Type 3 cylinders. So, you know, it's a... last year has been a little bit, bit of a slowdown for the CNG business because of the... because the CNG prices had gone high. So the overall growth on infrastructure is a bit slowed down. So the demand for Type 3 also is kind of, just slowed down as now. And maybe next year things will be much better.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir.
Sorry to interrupt, sir, but the line for you is very muffled and low in volume. I request you to please use the handset.
Sir, is it better now?
This is a little better, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, what kind of steady state margin can we expect going forward?
Sorry, I couldn't hear. What did you say?
Sir, what kind of steady state EBITDA margin can we expect going forward?
Did you say EBITDA margin? I heard that correct?
Yes, sir.
EBITDA margin going forward?
Yeah.
It definitely, there will be some kind of improvement.
Okay. And sir, what kind of top line and bottom line growth can we see for the next 2 to 3 years?
Yeah, I think quarters should improve.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deepak Kodar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Am I audible, sir?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yep, thank you very much, sir, for this opportunity. So first up, I just wanted to understand, I mean, next 2-3 years, what sort of top line growth you are looking at?
Next 2 to 3 years, maybe 15% to 20%.
CAGR.
Yes.
Okay. And what risk we see in it? In this outlook.
See, the risk is again, you know. I hope the, you know, we are over all the risks, because, you know, the CNG prices, the gas prices now seem to, you know, kind of cool down, and people have started, you know, realizing that the price of gas will be higher than before, and there is some realization come, and, you know, we are back to investing. People are, you know, the gas companies are back to investing in the business. So this gives us some confidence that, you know, there is a investment going back in the infrastructure, and the customers have started purchasing CNG vehicles, and there are more vehicles coming on the road. So that gives us a little bit more comfort that this is probably going to be, you know, sustainable and a long-term business.
Okay, understood. But I mean, in the first half, if you see our growth is negative, maybe what, close to 20%.
It's more of a, you know, we are just at the kind of coming back stage, because, you know, if you see, last year has been really, really extremely down because of slowdown, because of the sudden, you know, rise in price of gas from, you know, from 40 rupees to 80 rupees. So that kind of shock is now, you know, being kind of absorbed by the customers.
Okay.
You know, and you know what happened is that there was a standstill and a lot of inventory and a lot of pile up of you know, things at the customer end, at our ever end. So there was, you know, so now that is all cleared out, and now the business is, you know, moving a little bit more. You know, you can see even at this price, if you have business, means that any shift downwards will definitely give you a much better, you know, kind of improved numbers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But then, I mean, this year also we are targeting 15-20% growth?
Yeah.
FY24. So ideally that means for the second half you need to grow by 40-50%, right? 40% at least.
I don't have the exact numbers in my hand, but, you know, this is what we have been budgeted for. And, you know, and let's hope that, you know, we can meet that.
Yeah, so this year, in spite of first half being a degrowth of 20%, in case we need to grow by 15-20% for the entire year, second half, we need to grow much faster, right? I mean,
yes, of course, yeah.
That's a given. And we're confident we'll be able to achieve that, right?
Things are getting better.
Okay, but I mean, do you see risk from the EV segment as well, or I mean...
EV has been there for a long time. So, you know, I don't see EV... you know, much of a risk, because EV has its own segment and CNG really has its own segment. Mm-hmm. You know, even at 80 rupees, if people are buying CNG, means even EV is available, you know. So at any reduction in prices, you can imagine that the customer will definitely, there will be, the growth of CNG will be definitely much higher.
Okay.
Because even at a higher level, customer is still, you know, is taking the option of CNG and you know, you know, I buy CNG vehicles.
Okay, understood. And then, have you done any kind of analysis? Like, I mean, the sales that we do, how much percentage goes towards personal use in terms of vehicles and how much is towards the commercial? I mean, higher percentage.
Yeah, of course, you know, we do that. You know, we, because some of the products that the commercial uses, probably the PV sector or the aftermarket doesn't use. So we have some kind of idea that, you know, what is happening where.
So how much percentage would be commercial in CNG?
Well, I don't have the numbers in front of me right now, but definitely for us, commercial segment is where, you know, we are more focused in.
Okay, understood. And in next 2-3 years, if you are looking at maybe what 15-20% kind of growth, so what's the EBITDA margin aspiration we are looking at? I mean, obviously you should get some leverage advantage, right?
Yeah, maybe 2-3% increase.
From what level? What's the base we are talking about here?
Current levels.
So current level is about 14%, close to 14% without other income. So we are looking at maybe what, 16-17% in next
probably,
2-3 years.
Yes.
Okay. Fair enough. I think largely that's it from my side. I think all the very best to you. Thank you so much.
The next question is from the line of Jatin Damania from Swan Investment Managers. Please go ahead. Jatin, the line for you has been unmuted. You may proceed with your question.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes,
I can hear you. Yes.
Sir, a couple of questions from my end. Sir, just wanted to understand, first is on your UAE business and the US business. Because if you look your UAE business on the last 4 quarters, we are continuously seeing a decline on a sequential basis with a sharp drop in our EBIT margin to 4.2% in the last quarter.
Sorry to interrupt. You're not audible. Very audible. Did you say UAE and US business? Did you say that?
Yes, sir. So I wanted to understand the dynamics of the UAE and the US.
You want to understand dynamics, okay. So I'll ask, you know, have Sanjeev have a little bit chat with you.
Yeah, so, tell me a question, sir.
UAE, he wants the dynamics of UAE. US.
Yeah, because if you look, last 4 quarters, we have been continuously seeing a decline in the contribution coming from the UAE. And EBIT margin has probably come down to almost to a single digit.
Hmm.
In the last quarter. So, I mean, what was the reason behind it and how shall one look for that into a UAE business? And if you can help us in understanding the dynamic for the US business as well.
Yeah, so you must have seen that the US business is picking up. So if you compare the previous quarters, on quarter on quarter, there has been improvement in the US business from the previous years also. So US business being project-based also, in spite of that, there are orders which we have got and we are executing. So the profitability also is improved in the US. Now coming to the Dubai business, in Dubai, the sector which we are catering, somewhere or the other, there are pressures related to the global conditions, like wars in, Russia, so that sector or in the Europe and Egypt is you know, a little slow. So they had actually pushed in those markets. So they are feeling a little slowdown there. But now we can see the pickup happening.
No, sir, because if you are saying that the UAE business is slow and will see a gradually pick up, and for the full year, since we are guiding a 15-20% revenue growth with the asking rate in second half likely to be much more higher. So just wanted to understand where.
Yes,
I mean, from
15-20%, that was for the following years. The question first started with the following years, and then suddenly it came in this year also, what do you do? So this year we had not projected 15-20%, but obviously for following years, yes, that's the figures which we would like to say.
What would be the projected growth rate for FY24 then?
For 24, would be around 10%.
So for the 10% also, we'll have to grow by almost 20% on the sequential basis. So just wanted to understand where does the growth will come from on the big segment.
Yeah, so I mean, obviously, India will do a major chunk of it. having good orders, so we believe that we'll have a better contribution from each of our subsidiaries.
Okay, but then if India is doing will do a better, then probably if you look from terms of the margin, then I don't think, because your US is almost double digit margin and India contributes to around 8-9% margin from the last couple of quarters. Is it fair to assume that can we go back to double digit or the mid-teens margin which we reported in last year for Indian business?
No, you can't reach that particular last year margin, but obviously we'll show improvement in all whatever we're doing.
Okay, and on the industry side, I mean, definitely you are saying that as, I mean, type 3 cylinder, there is a huge demand and probably will grow across the board. But if I look at the domestic market, can you help us in understand what are the number of CNG stations that is likely to come up and how many tenders that we have participated and the competition that is coming from the polymer end, because even that segment is growing. So have you seen any shift going from a steel to a polymer side of cylinder? I mean, if you can help us in understanding the broader scenario.
So the polymer cylinder, you know, is kind of a very special segment market, you know. So it's like, again, last year has been a little bit of a overall slowdown in the industry because of the, you know, CNG prices suddenly shooting up. But going forward, next year, you will definitely see that, you know, the business is going to improve quite a lot. A lot of infrastructure is going to come, lots of, you know, these, the solution that, you know, the new solutions are also coming. So I think in the coming year, there will definitely be improvement. And as per the, you know, type 1 will have his own market and the type 4 will have his own market. So really, there are two different segments of the business and they will, you know, cater to separate customer base.
But say if... I mean, if I want to understand the steady state growth from our Indian business, because if you look last quarter, we did near about 182 crores revenue from Indian business. And
correct.
On an average, if I look at the last four quarters or five quarters numbers, we are almost 170, 180 crores. So
correct.
As you are probably in last couple of calls, you have been indicating that the because of the government initiatives, we'll see a good growth in the overall demand. So if you can highlight in terms of the strategy or the number of CNG station which is likely to come up, or the mobility or mobile van type of CNG station which government is planning to look out in near future, and the execution timeline to understand the growth rate for our Indian business.
You know, government had a project for almost 10,000 CNG station. You know, this is like the project that there is a clear visibility that they want to do. So we already reached almost 5,000 stations. So there's another 5,000 stations that they want to put up. And definitely there is that the project is there. But, you know, like I said, because the price of CNG suddenly rose, all these projects came to a little bit of a slowdown. It is happening, but the pace has slowed down.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, sir. So, I mean, if I have more questions, I'll come back in a few. That's all from my side as of now. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Miraj from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for giving me the opportunity. Happy Diwali, first of all. Sir, I wanted to understand, on the raw material side, our input is purely seamless tubes, or is there anything else also involved?
No, it's purely seamless.
Purely seamless tubes, right? And where do we procure it from?
So we procure the tubes locally also, and we import also.
Okay, what would be the proportion breakdown between that?
Say maybe 25-30% is local.
Okay. Second is, sir, do we give out the order book size? Is that available? What is the order book right now?
Maybe 300 crores.
And executable in?
Executable. 6 months.
Okay. And lastly, sir, could you give us the volume of inventory that is finished goods that is currently in our inventory in volume terms?
Finished goods? 1 minute. I don't have the figure. We don't have that figure with us currently.
Okay. Total, if you could give the total inventory that is there in volume terms?
Total inventory.
What are you trying to come about with? What are you trying to calculate? Maybe we can help you
understand. In terms of volume, what kind of delivery will be doing tonnage going ahead, and realization, trying to understand the realizations that we have, and if we have any costing of inventory that is currently on our books.
FG value is around 100 crores.
If it's not available, I'll take it offline. That's fine.
Yeah, I think it's better we do that. Let's do that. Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. And all the best for the future performance. Thank you. I'll get back in the queue if I have further questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, what percentage of our revenue would come from...
Sir, sorry to interrupt, but the line for you, it's not clear. You sound muffled.
Okay. Sure. Sir, what percentage of our revenue would come from composite cylinders?
From you said what revenue will come from composite cylinders?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so currently composite, we have just started. So it's very early stages to tell you that what percentage of revenue will come from there.
Oh.
And like you said, last year has been a little bit of a slowdown for the industry. So only once this slowdown, kind of now coming back, the industry slowly coming back. So maybe when we have a call, maybe sometime in March or April, we can give you much better perspective on, how this looking.
Okay. And sir, do we see a shift moving from steel cylinders to composite cylinders? Because some of the composite cylinder players in India, they have a very good order book and they are hoping to grow at 15-16% or 15-16% EBITDA margin. So do we see some kind of shift moving from steel cylinders to the composite ones?
They both have their own market. Composite cylinders will have its own market and steel cylinders will have its own market.
Okay. One of our alternative competitor, Timing Technoplast, has said that due to composite cylinders being a lightweight, the cascades are more shifting towards the composite polymer cylinders than the steel cylinders.
There is a market for composite cylinders, but there is also a market for the steel cylinders. So there will, wherever composite cylinders are very, very expensive. So the customer is only choosing that select type of product where is very, very necessary to do that. They are not going, choosing that kind of product for all the application. So, wherever they're, if they're thinking about saving cost or it is not necessary, they will not shift. It is only where they feel that it is very, very necessary and a big advantage is where the customer is shifting to the composites.
Okay, sir. That was very helpful. And sir, my next question would be, sir, some of the city gas distribution companies like Mahanagar and all, they are tying up with OEMs and after retrofitters to increase the CNG user in the vehicle transportation. So are you seeing some kind of benefit from that?
No, definitely. Everybody is, all gas companies are, they're trying to get more and more customers to convert to CNG. So this is good for us, that they are also pushing. Previously, because, the prices were low, there was no need to push. Now that the prices have gone high, they have to really go out and, try to get, convince customers to convert to CNG and, push more and, grow the market because they are also, putting up so many CNG stations. They need customers.
So
it's definitely good.
So, are you seeing some kind of increase in the order interest from our OEM customers?
It's definitely going to grow.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. That was from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Amit Kumar from Determined Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, team. Just one question. You know, the CV demand certainly sort of seems to be, you know, coming back, and, you know, your numbers also sort of starting to look good. But we do have this, you know, sort of long-term issue that, you know, CV is fundamentally a cyclical, you know, business, and that sort of then makes, you know, our business also a little bit, you know, cyclical. So I think over the last, you know, year or so, we've sort of talked about, you know, diversifying a little bit, you know, more onto the, you know, passenger vehicle, you know, side as well. So any sort of progress that you can...
Yeah, of course. You know, so, you know, the company definitely is working on diversification into CV, PV segment, because, you know, we want to be everywhere, you know. So definitely there is that move is already started, and, you know, we have built capacity. So we believe that we can now, you know, what was happening is that, in 2022-23, company you know, decided that they want to focus more on the CV business because they did not have the capability and the capacity to focus on the PV business. Now, you know, we are developing products and focusing more and more on the PV business, and definitely there will be results coming in the quarters to see. You will see that there will be some results in that.
Could you sort of, you know, help quantify? I mean, you know, you're sort of talking about this going forward, or, you know, did you sort of see that shift in the, you know, previous quarters already?
No, I see this going forward. Definitely, okay. There will be, yes.
Okay, sure. Thank you. That's it from my end, and wish you a very, very happy Diwali.
Thank you. Same to you. Happy Diwali.
Thank you. To ask a question, ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one. Participants, you may press star and one if you wish to ask a question. We have no further questions. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you once again for your interest and support. Should you need any further clarification or would like to know more about the company, please feel free to contact our Investor Relations team at CDR.
Thank you. On behalf of Everest Canto Cylinder Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You may now disconnect your lines.